are so blessed to be connected with our prophetic prayer partnership tonight. We are grateful to the Lord for this another week. We are so excited to jump back into our time of prayer, our time of impartation. The Lord has been blessing us in our prayer. He has been blessing us tremendously in our prayer. And for this, we are so grateful. I pray that the Lord has been ministering to your spirit and ministering to your soul since the last time we've spoken concerning restoration. Concerning restoration. It is important and it is far past time for us to embrace that the restoration of the Lord has come to us. That the restoration of our God has come to us. He has come to bless. He has come to empower. He has come to respond to all things that pertaineth to us. And here we are, one more time and again, to gain a clearer and a better understanding as it relates to this restoration. I am so excited about sharing with you tonight. And I pray that you are in a position where you are able to really hear the impartation and embrace the impartation in its totality. Tonight, we are talking about restoration, continuing to talk about restoration. And while we've been dealing with restoration, the effects of restoration, and how others will see how great God has been in your life, it is also important that you see it. I want to say that again. It is also important that you see it. One of the worst things is to have a particular blessing, to have a particular grace and a particular favor that you yourself cannot see or recognize. The greatest wound is the self-inflicted wound. And at many times, we have such a poor perception of self. That as we are progressing in the things of God and as God is coming in and putting pieces of our lives back together, we can't seem to see it. We can't seem to conceptualize that God has actually come in and has made all things clear and has made all things better. And I'm going to tell you, if you fail to see your restoration, you will continue living life as if it has not been restored. You will continue making choices from the place of your injury. You will continue making choices from the place of your collapse. If you yourself do not see that God is restoring or has restored, God is blessing, or God has opened up doors for you, then you yourself will self-inflict. You will cause wounds and harm to come to yourself. It was not intended to be there. I want to share with somebody tonight that your time of wounding is over. Your time of harm is over. Your time of affliction is over. You are now in your restoration. You are in the place where God is literally putting your life in a better state. A better state than it has ever been before. And you've got to begin to see it that way. I want to share with you, stop even looking to gain what was lost, or stop looking to achieve a goal that was once achieved. You've already been there. You've already done that. You don't need your life to be what it was. You need your life to be what it will be. And that is better, stronger. More formidable, immutable, immovable. You need your life to be where God is taking it. And that is in a place called better. In a place called better. But we need to correct ourselves in the time of restoration. We need to alter our own perception and our own view. We need to alter our own choices and our own decisions, and we need to alter our own resolve in the time of our restoration. It's not enough to shout and praise God that you have been restored, you got to start living like life is better. You got to start making choices in that restoration. You got to start walking this restoration out. I am not the same injured individual. You are not the same broken individual. Are you listening to me tonight? Do you hear what I am sharing with you tonight? It is time for you to start making the choices in the state of your restoration. If God has promised you restoration, and if God is bringing you into that restoration, it is time for you to make the choices that reflect the restoration of the Lord. Better choices, stronger decisions, more cognitive, more clear, more resolute. These are the decisions that you're going to have to make as you are entering into a space called restoration. God putting life back into a place of wholeness. God literally putting you back into a place of entirety. God literally perfecting those things that pertaineth to you. Well, you're going to have to start now making the choices in that better, in that greater, in that powerful state. I want to share this for your hearing tonight, that many people refuse to accept a blessing. And I know, as crazy as that sounds, it sounds like that is so far-fetched. Bishop, you are really reaching now. I don't think there's anybody who won't take on a blessing, but you would be very surprised to know how many people would refuse a blessing. Just don't want it. Just don't want it. Sometimes we can become so acclimated to life in the pit, so acclimated to life in destruction, so acclimated to life in a state of rubble, that we just cannot seem to put into concept or idea that life is actually better. I want to give you this particular scripture because it's important for you to know that this is not just a saying or a proverb that's lived throughout our time in humanity, but I want you to know that even in the scriptures, the book of Proverbs, chapter number 26 here, we'll look at verse number 11. It says, like a dog that returns to its vomit is a fool who reverts to its folly. You see that? Like a dog that returns to its vomit is a fool who reverts to its folly. In other words, you are no longer where you were. Why would you want to return there? It's as vile, it is as reprehensible as a dog that returns to its vomit. Only a fool will turn away from a blessing. Only a fool will turn away from restoration. Only a fool will turn away from where God has ordained their increase. You are in a place of increase. Don't return to the vomit of your ruin, the vomit of your repetition, the vomit of your crisis, the vomit of your chaos. Don't return back there. It is time for you to start embracing what God has for you, what is in front of you. Greater is in front of you. Better is in front of you. Restoration is in front of you. Revitalization is in front of you. He is making you alive again, alive in greater capacities, alive in greater ideas, alive in grander vision, alive in grander style. You are not repeating any more cycles. Those cycles are coming to an end. They have come to an end. Look at what all God is allowing to transpire in your life. New ideas, fresh starts, do-overs. He's making it up to you. Look what God is allowing to happen in your life. Why would you want to live in the vomit again? Why would you want to go back to the thing that you have regurgitated? Why would you want to go back to the thing your life has rejected? Why do you want that again? We see that even throughout the story of the children of Israel as they had come out of Egypt. Every time they had hit a moment of difficulty, they kept trying to get back or revert back to Egypt. Why would you ever want to go back to that season again? I want to share with somebody that there are some seasons in my life that I never want to see repeated again. I never want to see it happening again. There used to be a time that I would wish I could go back and live through certain periods of time over again. And then I got to a place of maturity and I began to understand, no, I have come through too much and I would never want to live through that stuff ever again. Too much. Too much processes, too much learning curves, too much. It's absolutely too much to relive. Too much to do over. I want to appreciate the grace that God has given me to come through all that I've been through, now to go forward into what else He has in store for me. And I pray that your spirit is resolved at that same particular place. We've come through too much to go backward, too much to revert, too much to repeat. We are now in the restoration, and it's time for us to embrace it. You have to see yourself. You have to see yourself in that greater solution. You have to see yourself in that greater resolve. You have to see yourself there. I want you to fix your lens that you're not only seeing greatness for others, but that you are also seeing greatness for yourself and seeing the fact that God has found you worthy to have this favor and to have this grace upon your life. Don't allow the guilt of survival, the guilt of elevation. Don't allow the guilt of evolution and maturation. Don't allow that to overtake your spirit. The Lord has found you worthy. I want you to declare that right now with me. I am worthy of restoration. Come on, declare that with me. I am worthy of restoration. Now, that's not me saying that from a place of pride. That's not me saying that from a place of arrogance. That's me saying that from a place of proof. I am proof that restoration is real. And the Lord has found me worthy. I wouldn't have it had the Lord not given it. How many of you understand that you would not have what you have had the Lord not given it to you? Well, guess what? Even if other people don't find you worthy, isn't it important to know that the Lord has found you worthy? The Lord has found you worthy. I want to say that one more time simply because it makes me feel happy to hear it. The Lord has found you worthy. He has found you worthy of every elevation, every step, every progress, every advancement, every increase. The Lord has found you worthy. Oh, my dear sister, oh, my dear brother, it is time for us to see ourselves as the Lord sees us. And that is worthy, worthy of the elevation, worthy of the recovery. The Lord has found you worthy. When God called Noah, the scripture said that he had called Noah because Noah had found favor in the sight of the Lord. Plenty of others he could have chosen, plenty of others he could have called, but Noah was found worthy. I hope you're getting this tonight. I'm telling you, this is starting to excite me. The Lord has found you worthy. There are things that you would have never been able to accomplish without His strength and without His might. And the only reason why you have His strength and might to accomplish those things is because He has found you worthy. Oh, I want you to get excited right now. I want you to get happy right now because the Lord has found you worthy. Your increase is on the way. Your better is on the way. And I want you to embrace it when it comes, not reject it. And how many of you can be honest tonight that you have rejected so many things in your life because you didn't think you were worthy to have them or worthy to walk in them? And maybe by your own account and maybe by your own acknowledgement, you are not worthy. But here is the flip side of that. The Lord has found you worthy. And when the Lord finds you worthy, there is no opinion that could ever stop you from being a recipient of the favor of the Lord. I love the text that says Noah found favor. Noah found favor with the Lord. That's why he was able to build. That's why he was able to go through. That's why he was able to thrive. That's why he was able to survive, because the Lord found him worthy. Many of you right now, you are not still alive because you're so wonderful, or you're so great, or you're so this, or you're so that. It is because the Lord has found you worthy. And it is time for us to stop disqualifying ourselves from the restoration that the Lord has found us worthy to receive. I don't know what you did. I don't know what you said. I don't know where you were. But for some reason, the Lord. Oh my God, that is a happy point right there. That is joy unspeakable. That is the victory right there. The Lord has found you worthy. The Lord has found you worthy. And he's going to bless you, and he's going to increase you, and he's going to rescue you. He's going to rescue you from the horrible places and the horrible choices and the horrible decisions that were made where it concerns you. Even the ones you made yourself. He's the rescuer, the redeemer, the savior. And he is saving us out of these things. And you know what we've got to do? We have got to worship and praise him. And we have got to honor him. And we have got to adore him. And we have got to thank him because he found us worthy. He could have left us where we were. We could have been left in that horrible pit. We could have been left wallowing in the suffering of our decisions. We could have been left there to die, left there to wallow, left there in misery. But the Lord found us worthy of rescuing. He has rescued our lives. He has lifted us up out of the horrible pit. Oh, how great our God is. And how wonderful he has treated us and handled us. Great is our God. Oh, I can feel somebody right now. I can feel somebody right now that's listening, worshiping God and praising God. Put away your worry. Put away your complaint. Put away all of your murmurings and recognize the goodness of the Lord. He's good to you. He's gracious to you. He's loving to you. And you've got to start seeing it so that you are no longer living in the poor choices of your previous season. I've been restored. And for whatever the reason, God found me worthy to restore. Homasia, he has found me worthy to restore me. For whatever the reason, I don't even know what I did. I don't even know what it was I said. I don't even know. But I know that he found me worthy in order to restore me. And for this, I must tell him thank you. For this, I must live. I owe it to him to live in my restoration. He has granted me this gift, given me this gift, and I owe it to him to live in my restoration. If he's going to bring me to this moment, I owe it to him to live out this moment. Oh, sisters and brothers, somebody tonight is receiving the word of the Lord. Somebody tonight is embracing the word of the Lord. Somebody tonight is being strengthened by the word of the Lord. There are 90 of us gathered between our Zoom and our conference line, and somebody within the 90 is receiving I don't know who you are, but I can sense you so strongly that you are now recovering from low-level thinking. You are starting to shift the way you see yourself. You are starting to shift the way you see your life. And when you start seeing that the Lord has restored you, you will live grateful, not ungrateful. You'll live grateful. Grateful to be a recipient of the restorative power and nature of our God. He's an awesome God, on time, faithful in all of his ways. Great is our God. I'm excited to pray with you tonight. I'm excited to pray as it pertains to this restoration. I believe the restoration of the Lord is going to be more evident and more prevalent in our lives in an unprecedented way. I believe we're going to start walking in the strength and in the power of his might without apology. We're going to be able to do this without apology and without hesitation. The greatness of the Lord will be visible and evident and apparent upon our lives. We are praying for each of you, and we thank God for you submitting your prayer requests, and we are continuing to hold you up. That's what our partnership is about, to hold one another up in the art of prayer. Shalisa Watson, LaDonna Silvers, Diane Everett, Latoya Hampton Beeman, Kanika Jones, Rosalinda Archbold, Patsy Rizzo, Ruth Aileen, Jaquia Ebron, Verna Simmons, Meriton Taj, Meleti Freeman, Shavaya Williams, Jennifer Denton, Kikamon Rockmore, Johnny Stafford, Radanya Johnson, Celeste Johnson, Sharima Abdullah, Michelle Tarua, Letitia Williams, Justin Mack, Martin Merced, Josie James, Diane Guzman, and Janet Durbin. We're believing God for each of you. And I know that as the Lord begins to move and as the Lord begins to bless, you will see the greatness of the Lord demonstrated in your life. Embrace this newness. Embrace this restoration. Embrace this elevation. Embrace this change. It's here and it's specifically designed just for you. Let's pray together. Most gracious and holy God, our Father, we say thank you. We honor your presence. We honor your presence. We are so thankful to be chosen to have this privilege to come before you. We don't deserve it by our own recollection or by our own acknowledgement, but for some reason you have found us worthy. And for this tonight, Lord, we want to say thank you. We are so appreciative of your graciousness and for your love and kindness and for the extension of your mercy. Thank you for looking beyond every flaw and fault. Thank you for looking beyond every poor choice and seeing the need and seeing the value in each of our lives. Father, I also want to thank you for actually being the value in each of our lives. You have never left us, nor have you forsaken us. You have been right with us the entire time, every step of the way. You have been right there beside us. You have been right there behind us, above us, and beneath us. There is no place that we can turn and not find you. You have been right there. You are right there. You will forever be right there. And for this, Lord, we say thank you. We honor your presence tonight. We give you glory nonstop. We bless you because you are God. And without you, God, we cannot exist. We cannot exist in a space of unlimited supply and unlimited favor. It is because of you that we have limitless potential, that we have limitless opportunities. You have casted away every barrier. You have thrown away every restriction and every limitation. You have removed the ceilings from over our heads. And you have granted us opportunity to extend and to expand. You have given us such great chance, and we want to say thank you, Lord. Chances that we would have fumbled on our own, chances that we would have foiled on our own. But God, you've been right there with us, and you have allowed us, oh God, to expand and to expound on each moment and in every opportunity. I pray, God, over every individual who's underneath the sound of my voice who have seemingly been struggling with the idea of restoration, hard to accept that you have brought another chance, that you have brought redemption to us. Father, we don't want to waste redemption. We don't want to waste another chance. We don't want to waste restoration, but we want to maximize and optimize on this restoration. We want to take what you have given us to new heights and into new dimensions. Father, I thank you because you're granting us strategies and wisdoms that we'll be able to calculate and navigate through difficult seasons. Father, I thank you because we will be able to build upon this grace, build upon this mercy that you have bestowed upon us. We'll even be able to rebuild in many cases, not just building that which is new, but rebuilding that which was dormant, that which was docile, that which was in ruin, that which was lying underneath the rubble. You're giving us strategy to lay brick by brick and stone by stone. You're giving us blueprints and you're giving us instructions, explicit and specific instructions to build back for the kingdom, to build back for our lives, to build back according to your agenda and your plan. So, Father, look on the relationships and look, oh God, on the finances and look, oh God, on the health of those who are underneath the sound of my voice. Look on their educations and look on their parenting and look upon them, God, and give them the intel that can only come from on high. Download to them the mysteries, the secrecies, my God, that the earth has yet to discover. Show us the way and the pathway to cures and antidotes. Show us the way to elixirs and the way, oh God, to resolve matters that what can't be resolved pharmaceutically, you will resolve it spiritually. God, you give us what we need. Our ears are open. Our spirits are open and we are listening. We are listening attentively to the sound of your voice, the instructions of your presence. Lord, give us this day, our daily bread. God bless us right where we are. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you that the divine is superseding that which is humane. We thank you that no word from the witch, the warlock, the sorcerer, we thank you that the wizard, and we thank you that the psychic and the tarot reader has no power over the power that's in your word. Your word takes precedence over it all. So we rebuke every word curse. We cast it down. We declare that any word that was spoken that was meant to deconstruct or even to destroy, we thank you that those words are cast down and rendered ineffective. We render every adverse moment helpless in our lives, that there would be no hope for that which has come to oppose. Father, annihilate, annihilate every demonic force, annihilate. We speak annihilation to every hindrance, annihilation to every doubt, annihilation to every fear, annihilate the enemy, completely obliterate his presence in our future. Father, bring us into this state of mind that causes us to overcome, that causes us to outlive and to outlast. We thank you that this new mindset, this restorative mindset, causes us to rise above every agenda from hell. I thank you that dark feelings and dark thoughts do not have the control over our outcomes and our results. We thank you that now, hallelujah, that now you are stirring up within us every gift that you have put down within us, you are stirring. Stir us, God, to the point, stir us to the point, oh God, that we are quickened in our flesh, quickened in our spirit, quickened in the seat of our emotion. Allow us to experience this quickening in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you and we will praise you. We will praise you without hesitation and we will praise you nonstop, knowing God that everything we're supposed to have will have it. And whatever it is we're not supposed to have, whatever it is that's supposed to bring harm and intended to bring doom and gloom to us, we won't have it. And help us to appreciate what you have allowed us to have, and also to be grateful for what you have removed from us. I give you praise tonight that we are thanking you for what it is we obtain and for what it is we must let go. In everything, there is a purpose. In everything, there is a reason. You are working a work and you're working it, my God, out of a place of maturity. You're bringing us to a place of maturity and we honor you for it. Amasondo lomahaya. We bless you for it, my God, and we thank you for it. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for the newness. We thank you for the get up. We thank you for the comeback. We thank you. We honor you for it. And we see ourselves walking in it. That our season of doom and gloom is over. That our season of depletion and deletion is over. That our season of rejection and ejection is over. You are planting us. We are the planting of the Lord. My God, you have put us here for a purpose, and we shall execute that purpose as you have given us to do. And we bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We give you glory tonight. We worship you tonight, giving you the very fruit of our lips, the very fiber of our being. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Thou art God. Thou art God, and beside you there is no other. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We say yes tonight. We say yes to our restoration. We say yes, Lord. Yes. Yes to our recovery. Yes to our revival. We say yes to it. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, we say thank God and we say amen. Sisters and brothers, help me bless the Lord. Help me do it now. Come now and let's bless him. I feel the anointing tonight. I feel the strong anointing of the Holy Spirit tonight like never before. Come on, help me bless him. Help me bless him. Help me go up tonight in God. Help me go up in the presence presence of the Lord. Oh my God, wonderful Jesus, mighty God, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name, bless his name, bless his name, bless his name. You are not where you were. My God, bless his name tonight. You are not where you were. Bless his name tonight. Bless his name, bless his name, bless his name. You are not where you were left off. You are not where you were dropped. You are not where you were injured. You are not there. You are not that individual. You have been restored. Bless him for it. Bless him, bless him, bless him. You're not the same injured woman. You're not the same broken man. You have been restored. Oh, bless his name, bless his name, bless his name. Oh, we bless the Father tonight. Oh, we bless our God tonight. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. My God, my God, my God, you're not there anymore, saints. Oh, you're not the weak, fragile, and feeble. No, you are not there anymore. That's not you anymore. Ah, take another look. My God, Jesus, take another look. Ah, that's not you anymore. Ah, the pain doesn't affect you the same way anymore. That's not you anymore. My God, you ought to be praising him. Well, my God, there ought to be a praise tonight. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it all through the conference line. I can feel it all through the Zoom platform. My God, there ought to be a praise tonight. Yes, there are things that occurred in your life. There are things that have happened to you, but you are not there anymore. You have been restored. You have been You have been restored. Ah, God. That's why you haven't broken and fallen to pieces. That's why things don't affect you the same way, because unbeknownst to you, you have been restored and you don't see things the way they once were seen. You are not there anymore. Not there anymore. Not there anymore. I want you to bless God for it tonight. My God, I'm telling you, this has been tremendous tonight. This has been amazing tonight. This has been powerful tonight. Oh my God, I want you to go from this tonight and I want you to embrace that the Lord has freed you. He has delivered you. He has raised you up. He's already done it. You just haven't seen it. And you just have not that you haven't seen it, you haven't acknowledged it. You've acknowledged change for everyone else, and you've not acknowledged the change that God has given to you. God has been good to you, and he has allowed you to be transformed, and you need to acknowledge it. Acknowledge your own change. Stop being everybody else's cheerleader for a moment and cheerlead for yourself. I want to say this to you. Being an intercessor, being assigned to be an intercessor does not mean you never pray for you. Being assigned to be an intercessor does not mean you never cheer yourself on. You owe it to yourself to cheer yourself on. You should thank God for the changes that he has made for you. You should thank God for the ways that he has caused you to recover, you to be restored. Look what he's done for you. My God, there are things you're able to do today that you could not do some years back. He's been good to you. Embrace your restoration. Embrace your restoration. Embrace your restoration. Oh my God. I feel the anointing so strong on this, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you, I'm looking now. I'm looking right now, and between our Zoom and our conference line, we have 90 persons, literally 90 persons that are watching right now. And I want to challenge, listen at this, I want to check, because, you know, on Monday nights, we rarely do this. We rarely do this, very rarely. But I feel it so strongly tonight. I want to challenge 40 persons that's on with us tonight, 40. I know it's 90, but I want to challenge 40 out of the 90. I want to challenge you to get a seed of 40 and to plant it. I want you to plant a seed of 40, because the number 40, as we were praying tonight, the number 40 represents process. It's a time of process. 40 days Jesus was in the wilderness, 40 years the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness. 40. 40 is always the number of process. And after that 40, you start seeing them come into the fullness of time. I want you to be intentional about planting tonight. Now, many of you dial in and you pray with us every Monday night, and we never really push or pull for your sowing. But tonight, I feel led, as the prophetic has been released in the month of April concerning your restoration. I feel led that we need to sow into the process of that restoration. And you can sow by way of Givelify, Inner City Prophetic Ministries, or you can sow by way of Cash App, Inner City NY, Inner City NY, Cash App, Inner City NY. And you can use those two platforms, those two mediums. Those of you that are on the conference line, I want to speak to 40 persons. I see them already typing the word done on the Zoom platform. That means they're sowing, they're jumping in on it. And I want to challenge those of you who are on the conference line to do the same. I want to challenge 40 persons with a seed of 40 tonight. I don't want you to hesitate. I don't want you to wait. I don't want you to put it off. I want you to commemorate that you are one of the ones that I was talking about tonight prophetically, that God has brought a long way. He has restored your life, that you were once in a place of brokenness. You were once in a place of desolation. You were once in a place of depletion, but the Lord has strengthened your life and restored you, and you are now recovered from the brokenness. My God, they are typing done all over the Zoom platform. They're typing it, they're typing it, they're typing it. They're sowing the seed of 40. I am challenging you who are on the conference line, do it now. God is going to bless your life immediately. When I tell you, it's going to be immediate. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. This is going to be a tremendous week. I have no doubt about it. The Lord is already showing out. And I'm telling you, He's going to continue to show out in our lives and show us what true restoration really looks like. What true restoration really looks like. I want you to have an amazing week this week. I want you to embrace your restoration. I want you to see what God is doing with, through, and for you, and for your life. Your life. Embrace it and appreciate it. Get that seed in now, the seed of 40. Sow it now and watch God work. I love you. I thank God for you. Cannot wait until next week. It's going to be amazing. Restoration has finally come. God bless.